Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Foundation Friday, April 12th, 2024. Steve Cypress here with another in our multi-part series on the fantastic foundational book, 2,239 Tested Secrets for Direct Marketing Success, compiled by the great Denny Hatch. And today we actually have a tip from my number one mentor in the world of advertising, marketing, and sales, Dan Kennedy. In the chapter on infomercials, direct response television, and Dan Kennedy has 11 rules for successful direct response television. And you may be asking, who's that and why is he an expert on that? Well, Dan Kennedy has been the genius brains behind many of the most successful infomercials of all time. In fact, he put Tony Robbins on his first infomercial ever, did a ton of work with Guthrie Renker with all their infomercials. If you see the name at the end, if you watch any of these, if you're crazy like me and you watch a lot of infomercials because you're really into advertising, marketing, and sales because you love your business and you want to drive more revenue and you're always looking to learn more how, well, there's a great place to learn. I was going to say very few better places to learn than watching direct response television known as infomercials, because they cost a tremendous investment to produce and to run, and therefore they get top experts to put them together. They are not messing around. So you may want to copy some people's emails or social media posts that cost them nothing and they, you know, throw them off in 2 seconds and don't even think about it. But an infomercial, a lot of thought goes into it, a lot of expertise, a lot of testing. You can learn a lot of stuff from them, and you can learn a lot from the great Dan Kennedy, who says here one of his 11 rules, and we're only going to cover this one, is premiums and bonuses drive sales. Too often the premium is an afterthought, Dan Kennedy says. I think it's at least as important as the core product. And interestingly, this came up. I was a co-host on an episode this morning of the greatest marketing, the most incredible marketing show ever. Which you can find at YouTube. Just search for The Most Incredible Marketing Show Ever. You can see all the episodes. I haven't been on all of them. But I was on this one this morning, and the host asked, it was about Mythbusters. And they said, what about the myth that if you're having trouble selling your product or service, that one thing you ought to try is to lower the price? What do you think? And of course, all of the co-hosts, all the experts, including myself, went crazy. Like, no. That's simply a race to the bottom. You're getting a competition award to see who can go out of business first. I mean, you'll knock some off the price of your product, and then your competitor will knock a little bit more. You'll come back, knock a little bit more. They'll knock a little bit more until both you are out of business. What are you doing? So this is the key right here, this tip from Dan Kennedy. Always remember this. Too often the premium is an afterthought. I think it's at least as important as the core product, because premiums and bonuses drive sales, not reducing the price, increasing the value of your offer. So one way to do it is keep things the same price and add in a bonus, otherwise known as a premium. Add in, that's just the fancy term for it, add in a bonus, add more value. Ideally, here's the key. Add in a bonus that has a high perceived value in the eyes of your prospect, but a low cost to you. So very often that could be your time. You could say, I will throw in a free 15-minute implementation session along with this, or a free recording of a such and such, where you record it once and then you can give that out to tens, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people, all for the 15 minutes that it took you to record and edit the thing and upload it onto a server somewhere. You can include any kind of report you've done, a chapter out of your book, a checklist. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of things that you could add in that are relevant and are perceived to have tremendous value for the prospects or the buyers of your product or service, but they don't cost you a lot. Add in one bonus, add in a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a tenth, a 20th before you ever think about lowering your price. And that's the tip today. One of the 2,239 tested secrets. These are not just made up in an ivory tower. These are tested. Lots of time, lots of different products or services, lots of money went into testing these. There's 2,239 of them compiled in this great book compiled by Denny Hatch. And that was the one for today. And I'll be back with another one next Foundation Friday. And I'll be back with you tomorrow with some more business building tips on Social Media Saturday. Catch you then. Bye-bye.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.